Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty city-friendly Trax. Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Welcome back. Midday show with the lights turned up.
You can see me now.
And you can see me shining, yeah. There is a major difference.
Is that a good thing?
Mm-mm.
Well, you are shining now. You can actually see my face, but you are shining.
Yeah.
You shining.
I think we need to get dual lighting in here. Now in cars now, you could have like the different temperatures and the different sizes.
I might
size.
Just need to put a spotlight or searchlight like right here.
Yeah. Wait, we have one of the feeds, like one of the screens in here is the feed of YouTube. And when I look up earlier in the show, it didn't stand out to me. It was just us talking.
Yeah, then when I turn the lights on.
Well, now it hurts my eyes to look up at myself. I mean, that's bright. My head is shining.
You look a little pale.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't find you, so... We each have our own issues here.
It's the dark background.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, it is what it is. All right, 215-592-9494. For your phone calls, Kyle Schwarber, should the Phillies extend him now? I say yes. Hugh says yes. The guy's on pace for 57 home runs, and we got people out there like Kyle Quinn who want to wait, don't want to upset the team, and a goal to win the World Series.
Baloney. God forbid I want to win the World Series
baloney.
At all costs.
Well, I mean, it's not
baloney. I want them to win the World Series.
It's baloney.
It's baloney that it would definitely upset the apple cart. I mean, they could pay
just
him.
It's an unnecessary risk.
Well, the risk is letting him go to free agency. That's the risk I don't want to take. But I understand some people want to just let him ride this out with because he is hitting the best we've ever seen him in his walking. I get it.
For sure. I'm just going to say, though, if you told me that Kyle Schwarber has to walk this offseason, but the team wins the World Series.
You'll let him walk.
I'm taking the World Series.
I would too.
Okay.
But here's what I don't want.
I'm just trying to figure out where everyone's priorities are at.
The Phillies don't win the World Series, and he leaves. And then next year, we're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we win the World Series and re-sign him.
Well,
that could happen.
Sure it could. We also could re-sign him for way more years than necessary because it's a bidding war, and someone out there offers him
not
seven or eight. Well, but it's your team. And 7 or 8 years from now, when he is 40, I don't know. You know, we can only have so many 40-year-olds and then still be a good baseball team. We've got a bunch of anyway on the books coming up. 215-592-9494. Do you like the Cowboys as the week one team for the Eagles to open up with? The news came down this morning. The Eagles will open the season September 4th, Thursday Night Football. with the Cowboys. Nah, just it's there's zero buts to this game. I would have rather the Rams, the Commanders, the Lions, even the I thought the Bears made some sense as a team on the rise.
Young quarterbacks, Jalen's coming into his own. Yep. You know, the young quarterback, the new coach, well, new defense.
There would have been some buzz to that game.
The Bears.
And there's no buzz to the Cowboys. It is a team that's just stuck in the middle with a coach that no one knows who he is anyway. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, before we go back to the phones,
what we got?
We got some news over the weekend.
What we got?
And it kind of brings us back to a conversation we had before the NFL draft. Now we fast forward to post-NFL draft. So over the weekend, Derek Carr, who I consider a generational loser. I mean, just
generational loser is so strong.
I mean, it's true though.
Very few quarterbacks start that many games and win that few percent. I mean, he stinks.
Generational loser.
But he hung him up. So Derek Carr out, retired from the NFL. He had a shoulder injury. He didn't want to do surgery. So that's the end of Derek Carr. But now that means the Saints, Hugh, need a quarterback, or at least could use another one to the mix, because what they have right now is Tyler Shuck, a 26-year-old rookie they took in the second round.
Yeah.
They also have Spencer Rattler.
Spencer, I think he's going to be the starter.
Well, that's not good enough for the NFL. So here's what I want to do. Hugh, before the draft, I believe you wanted a first-round pick.
First-round pick. Ask for all of it.
For Tanner McGee.
Give it to me.
Well, that came and went. I would call the Saints right now and offer them a 3 for Tanner McGee. Would you trade Tanner McGee to the Saints for a third-round pick?
A 3 mm-hmm. for Tanner?
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Right now, Kellen Moore gets a quarterback he's worked with. They get a guy that could start if he could win the job outright for a year and be their quarterback. I would take a 3 from the Saints right now for Tanner McKay. Would you?
Who did I draft? We got the quarterback from Syracuse.
We got Kyle McCord.
Kyle McCord? Mm-hmm. Nah. You can't have me now.
You can't have him?
You can't have Tanner.
Because why?
Because we don't have a backup.
Oh, are you worried about the backup position?
Well, you got to have a backup, comparable backup. So, nah. When I try to give him to you for your first round draft pick that you traded away,
then, that was never happening.
Yeah, right. You say it to me as if I turned it down.
I'm just saying I'd have still would have asked for it, but no, you didn't want it. So now you let what's his name do you, Derek Carr, do you? He did you right after the draft. Now you're stuck.
He collected his $10 million bonus and he walked out.
You're stuck with what's his name, Spencer Rattler
and Tyler Shuck.
What did he say? God told me to retire.
Shuck.
God told him to retire.
God told Derek Carr to retire?
That's what I heard.
That was good advice.
My thing is this.
Like a lot of Saints fans agreed with God then.
No, I'm just saying. God told you to get that bonus first, though, right? Because I'm just saying. The timing is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I would do the same thing as him if I was going to retire. Yeah,
God told me to wait.
Let
that bonus kick.
Let me collect that bonus, and I'll get back to you just a few weeks from now after the draft, and I'll let you know.
You get yourself about 10.
Get that 10 yams before you go. Don't be a dummy.
All right, so Hugh wouldn't do it, even though he wanted a 1 a few weeks ago.
I wanted a 1. No, okay, you can't have it now. The price of the brick didn't change.
I would still do it. If Tanner McKee's played, what, one game in the NFL? If I could turn Tanner McKee into a third-round pick for a team that might have the number one pick. I mean,
I think they're hoping for that.
Yeah, well, that might be the first pick in the third round next year.
They're hoping for that.
Yeah, well, they're
going to let Spencer Rattler be the quarterback.
No, they're going to play the second-round pick.
They might. Well, it don't make a difference because they're about the same.
Well,
they're about the same.
Then they could have Tanner McKee and still have the number one pick. Kyle, would you trade McKee for the third round pick?
No, I think we get a little bit too obsessed sometimes with draft picks. Like, what the hell does a third round pick do for me right now? They have 10 picks in the draft next year, right?
Yep.
The Eagles are a Super Bowl contender. Mm. I'm not in the business. Like, backup quarterbacks are very important. Very important, especially for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts is injured like every single season. I'd much rather trust Tanner McKee to go in there and have to win you a couple games than I do Kyle McCord. I have no idea what Kyle McCord is right now. I've seen Tanner McKee at least be able to play somewhat decently with the level of talent around him on the offense. The defense is going to be good enough. Like, I think it's more important that the Eagles have a guy that can fill in for you and win a couple games than some third-round pick next
year.
Okay,
I get that. I think I could also go find a comparable backup quarterback this summer compared to Tanner McKee, right? We're not losing Nick Foles in 2018 here. They just won the Super Bowl. Tanner McKee's played a game.
How do you know?
Well, I have a pretty good feeling.
Underestimate Tanner McKee.
Pretty good feeling.
He's the future.
He's a future of what?
I just felt like throwing that out there.
He's the future that's going to get replaced here by Kyle McCord in a year.
He's the future.
Yeah.
Might be a trade piece.
You're going to start to lose me with the future thing.
I know. The future.
It's a lot. Thoroughly irritated by that. Huh?
Because I don't know what future we're talking about.
I mean, if you'd have gave him your first round draft pick, you could have found
Nobody's
out.
Nobody's giving you a first round pick for Tanner
McKay. I bet you New Orleans wish they would have gave it to us now.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
The ninth pick in the draft?
Derek Carr. It's a losing fight, man. What are you talking about?
Derek Carr took his $10 million and said, "Jesus told me to retire." That's basically what he did.
Now you're deflecting.
I'm just saying, if you gave me that first round draft pick, everything would have worked out and you had a quarterback.
Yeah, everyone in New Orleans
now
would
be
fired.
Now you got Spencer Rattler. He's going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints.
I think they're happy Carr retired.
They probably are.
I mean, to your point, when we were talking about this morning, he probably did factor in to what they were doing early on. Hmm. But they probably was hoping that he would come back at some point during the season.
I think they're happier to get him off the books.
Didn't I just tell you what he was? He's a generation loser.
Yeah, he did say that.
All right, let me
could help him tank.
It could. Let me throw a couple things at you, because you guys seem both, I think Hugh's being stubborn about this, and Kyle just doesn't want to.
Hugh has a personal connection with Tanner McKay. I'm thinking about the team, as always.
I don't have a personal connection. I met the guy one time.
Exactly. And then you started calling him the future the next day.
He's the future.
No, he's not.
He's a young quarterback.
He looked you in the eyes. He gave you the charm.
He looked
and you
me
were
in,
like, you know
he
what?
Looked
that's
in the eyes
future.
And that was it, huh? We made eye contact, and that was it. that was all it took.
Okay. Let me throw. Oh, no. Oh, boy.
You were being ridiculous today.
Yeah, we've gone down a bad path. Okay. What if I could trade the key for a third round pick and then acquire a different backup quarterback?
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
You mean right now?
Yeah, right now. You make it sound like the season's tomorrow. We got months.
No, I mean, he's here. I mean, he's here now. Tanner's here.
I could get a third-round pick for a guy that barely ever played.
But I asked for a first.
No one's giving you a first.
You have to give up the first
thing. It's over.
Okay, second.
You can ask.
I'm compromising.
No, I
second.
Think a third is good value. I think Kyle would agree the third is good value. He doesn't want to weaken the
room.
I'm
more focused on like the best roster now. Third round pick does not.
Let me give you 2 names. If you could get one of these guys, would it change your perspective? So you trade Tanner to Saints for a 3.
Mm-hmm. And
then you get, let's say, Joe Flacco doesn't win the Browns starting quarterback job.
What? I think Joe's going to beat it.
Sure, but let's just say
if he doesn't. Okay, if he's a comparable backup,
clearly.
Competent. Comparable?
He's all those things.
One of those.
He's a Super Bowl champion, is what he is.
Yeah. They'll take the Browns to the playoffs.
Yes. I would trade McKee and
Brady. He's also about to be 50.
He's like 41.
Hold on. He was 48 when he went on that run 2 years ago. He's old then. All right, let me give you one more. Would you trade McKee and then trade, I don't know, a sixth or seventh round pick to get Kirk Cousins out of Atlanta? Same principle here.
Sure, if they could pull that off and not have to pay him.
Yeah, like they
okay, because I'm about to say Kirk Cousins making a ton of bread on the bench.
But they've got to pay most of the salary because they're trading him away.
Yeah.
I would take him as a backup and move off of McKee. I understand Kyle's point. I don't want to go into the season with Kyle McCord and who's the other one?
I hear you.
DTR, is that our other backup quarterback?
Yeah, he stinks.
Yeah, he can't play. He can't play. So I know we'd have to upgrade the quarterback position. I just feel like the Saints are desperate, and they've got nothing at the quarterback position. And if they're willing to give us a three for Tanner McKee, I'm in. All right, where does everyone come down? 215-592-9494. Would you trade McKee to the Saints for a three?
40, man.
Joe Flacco,
40.
If you had to win a game tomorrow, Tanner McKee or Joe Flacco?
Joe Flacco.
No question. Joe Flacco every day.
I'm just saying, I'd take 40-year-old Joe Flacco.
Yeah, Flacco's awesome. All right, Andy in Westchester's up. Hey, Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Andy?
What the hell is going on? I stepped away from the truck for literally a minute, and I come back, and all I hear is Andy's a Cowboys fan. Getting you upset? My name's being thrown everywhere.
Well, not you.
Not you, different Andy. It was
a different Andy.
Doesn't matter. I just hear Andy being dragged through the mud.
Yeah,
man.
You're right. It's not good for you and your brand. I agree.
Andy's petty was strong. He had strong petty.
Yeah, well,
kind of matched mine.
Hugh's worried now about week one because of a caller, so that's where we're at this point.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Rent free.
So I actually agree with Kyle. I would love to sign Schwarber now. I want to, but I think they need to wait. It just seems like it could go wrong so easily. I guess I'm just being scared like Kyle.
I know, a bunch of chicken littles over here. Oh, he's going to stop hitting. Oh, we're not going to win the World Series. Or we keep him and we give ourselves the best chance for years to come.
I'm hoping that I'm sure they probably have behind doors conversations where they're saying, you know, this is coming, but we can't announce it. I don't know. Who knows? You would know. Does anything like that ever happen?
You mean behind closed doors if they wanted to sign him? You could have a conversation with him, I'm assuming, that say, hey, we want you here. But until the deal is signed, that really means nothing.
Right. But they could say, here's what we're thinking. Let's wait till the end of the season. I don't know. Clearly, I don't know.
Well, Andy, I think they could. And he did speak in spring training when he was on with, I think it was the morning show, that they've talked a little bit. But I just feel like every day we get closer to the end of the season, he's less likely to take a deal, right? Like, if he just...
Yeah, that's the chance you take.
Right. If he waits, he gets to have 29 other teams bid on him. If he takes a deal now, he takes a deal now. So I feel like every day we move closer to the end of the season, if I'm his agent, I'm like, Kyle, we just wait this out. We got a bidding war.
Right. I just think I feel confident enough that they are willing to pay that price for him. I mean, if everything falls apart, who knows what's going to happen, and I guess that's the reason. But, yeah. I think it's worth waiting right now rather than upset the apple cart. And then with the Eagles, yeah, I hate this for the first game of the season. I was really looking forward to seeing Detroit come in. I was hoping that was going to be the case.
Well, there would have been buzz to that game. I mean, it would have been all summer long talking about the two best teams from the NFC last year. Instead, we get a Cowboy team that, I don't know, I mean, like, what are they going to win, seven games? There's no buzz.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's lame. Although it will be fun, like you said, to see what's his name, Carter, just bounce that kid around.
That will be fun. Andy, good phone call. Yeah. Is there any upside to the Cowboys game? Like, if we win the game, we're supposed to win the game, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're 1-0. We're supposed to be 1-0.
If you lose, you're surprised. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's a disaster if they lose the game. Mm-hmm. How's that must-win poll going back there?
So people are voting on it the right way. Yeah. Yes, it is a must-win, but all the comments are like, duh, what?
Bottom line is it's a must-win.
What's that voice, though?
That's the commenter voice.
Yeah, that's classic Twitter commenter voice.
Duh. Duh.
Though there's a little bit more buzz to the game than I initially anticipated because Hugh has a new rival. Other Andy. Other
yeah,
Andy.
I mean, look, we got
evil,
that out of it.
Andy.
That works.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take that. That's a win for the day. Hugh's going to be afraid all summer, that guy calling back after week one.
Not all summer. Maybe.
We know how you go, man. He's going to be rent-free for a long time.
Did Homer Hugh get you? Was that what he was?
No, it was just the yelling and the screaming. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is our house. Yeah. This is our platform.
Well, he was,
can't come in here and take over.
No, he can call again. Yeah, he can call again. He was offended by the Brian Schottenheimer stuff. And I'm sorry.
He shouldn't be offended because
it's
the truth.
Which is kind of pathetic.
It is. I mean,
it's the truth.
It's a pathetic coaching hire. Whether it works out or not is different, but it's a pathetic coaching hire. It is. I mean, it's pathetic. They hired their own coordinator and they fired their own coach.
Because nobody else wanted the job.
Exactly. 215-592-9494. Ashley in Mount Airy. Hey, Ashley.
I was on mute.
Now you're on speaker, yeah. So.
I don't know if it's worse.
Even worse.
Your phone, that's horrible.
All right, so we're going to put you on hold. We'll get that fixed up. We went from mute to speakerphone.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah, that's not what you want. John in San Antonio is up on WIP. Hey, John.
Hello. I'd like to say that I think that the Cowboys game does have buzz. Been following the Eagles since Sonny Jurgensen was a quarterback back in 1962. And Cowboys, I mean, in Philadelphia, they have Cowboys Week. It's always a rivalry. And I just think that is a good game. And I think we could be underestimating the Cowboys. They sucked last year mainly because of injuries. And with our cornerback two position being a bit uncertain, I think it could be a better game than what you think.
It could be a competitive game, John, and it's a division game, and it's the first game the Eagles will have their defense out there with four or five or potentially six new starters. I get that. There's always a chance it's more competitive, but there's not buzz for this game, John. I mean, it's Brian Schottenheimer's Cowboys coming
Brian
in here.
Brian Schottenheimer.
Well, there's probably people who thought Sirianni wasn't going to be anything when he was talking about flowers and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. I think the coordinators are more important than the head coach anyway. And getting on to the Phillies, I do think they should sign Schwarber because I think right now this is Schwarber's team. Not Bryce Harper, it is Schwarber. And one final thing I'd like to say is, why don't they make Rojas choke up on the bat? I think with his speed, he could be a real weapon if he could get on base. And the only way he's going to do that consistently is choking up.
Yeah, what? He is a weapon on the bases, John. He's obviously very fast. He can steal the base. John, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I actually thought Rojas, he had a couple tough nights the last couple nights. But I think for the most part this year, Hugh, he's improved as an offensive player. Now, he does boneheaded things sometimes. In the outfield, on the base paths. I mean, he's still...
But his speed and his bat, for the most part, laying down bunt stuff, he's been an asset.
I would say offensively, he's been much better this year than in years past. I mean, I think his OPS is still over 700. We used to hover in the low 600s, 500s with him. If he gives them a batting average above 270 and he gets on base a decent amount with his defense and his base running, he's an asset.
That's okay. Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, as far as him choking up on the bat,
that's not what you was...
Well, I mean, it's not Little League. You can't make a Major League Baseball player choke up on the bat. They're going to do what they're comfortable with up there. But I think they've tried to get him to bunt more and do that. He's not great at it, but he did have, what was it, in Tampa last week? He had the squeeze play for the run.
I think they're right. That does sound about right.
Yeah, it was a huge play in the game. Ashley is back up in Mount Airy. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, sorry, guys.
That's all right. What's up?
So, look, first I want to say a huge thank you. Secondly,
for what?
What do you think is you for? What did he do? Oh, his play on the field?
I mean, that too. But
it's like 20 years ago.
Talking about the first game. Like, the first game with the Cowboys, I would rather see the Commodores, the Cobra Commanders, because it just would have been a better entertaining game.
Well, and yeah, a more meaningful game. Yeah. I mean, a game that whoever wins the division, Ashley, has the inside track to a one or two seed and maybe the Super Bowl. I mean, it just is bigger stakes there. The Cowboys,
I mean, as far as the Cowboys look, like I keep telling people for the past 15 years, does it mean any, I mean, it means if we win. And anytime we play a division game, it always means something when we win. Mm-hmm. We're going to win, but also Dallas is not doing nothing. And I keep telling people, wait till November. And I'm giving them grace. Wait till November. That's when they fall off the face of the earth, even if they make the playoffs. It don't mean nothing. And lastly, I wanted to say, as far as Jalen Carter and this guard that they drafted, I hope he doesn't say anything talking about Jalen Carter. All I hope is that they, when the game starts, they pan the camera over to his face and he beats him like a drum. Say nothing. All I want to see is just a smile on Jalen Carter's face. Because for you to come, you haven't even put on any pads yet, and you're talking about, oh, I can't wait to see Jalen. And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't he beat him like a drum in college?
Beat him like a drum.
They were in the same conference, so he played him. Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'm just waiting for that. But, yeah, I don't necessarily like it. I would have rather played D.C. I would have rather played Detroit. I would have rather played anybody else but the Cowboys. Not because I'm afraid of it. Ain't nothing to be afraid of. But it's nothing really there except for it's a division game.
That's it. I mean, and you know what it is, Ashley? The Cowboys at week one, we produced a phone call. You said it a little while ago. It's a way for NBC to generate a huge rating for the game because it's the Cowboys, it's the defending champion Eagles, it's the first game of the season. If they put this game in week nine and the Cowboys are 3-6, they might have to flex it out.
Yeah, and the Cowboys, historically, for whatever reason, they've had a lot of primetime games over the last couple of years.
Well, the reason is trying to TV. Keep that going. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I know why they're on TV. They get a big number every time. I mean, and they'll get a big number in this game. That's great. But like, why do I care about NBC's TV number? I want to get excited for the season and the start of the year. The Lions would have been a better game. The Rams would have been a better game. The Commanders.
A highly contested game.
I mean, it's the biggest buzz for this game is the first round guard on the Cowboys talk some trash about Jalen Carter. That's what we have. Yeah, again, and we got to stop the Schottenheimer-Sirianni comps. They're not the same.
It's not the same thing.
Sirianni was a
hot coordinator coming out during the time, and his name was being bantered around as the next head coach.
Like, he was a young coordinator that had just done it for a few years. Like, it was like the kind of coach that becomes a head coach. And Brian Schottenheimer's
name wasn't mentioned by nobody.
Nobody. And I don't think.
Matter of fact, when he got the job, everybody was like, huh? The only reason it popped because of the Schottenheimer name.
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, it's a joke. The Cowboys are a joke. When I saw the game tomorrow, I was like, really? It's the Cowboys? I just think it's a lame game to start the season with. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's on the other side. Do you like Eagles-Cowboys week one? And should the Phillies give Kyle Schwarber an extension right now? I would not waste any more time. Do it now. If this goes to the offseason, you risk losing him. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. They got peanut butter fans' favorite candy cakes, the chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. You like the simple classics? Crimpers are a light sponge cake topped with rich icing. Donut lovers, they have options for days. You got the frosted mini donuts, you got the powdered mini donuts, and you can't forget about the delicious dipping stick flavors. I mean, there's so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. Except no substitutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.